the Lord. You know, the wee song says, without him I could do nothing. Live through the night. We need the Lord. We need the Lord every day. And we're living, you know, our brother Andrew preached so well on Sunday. Really enjoyed the both services. And, you know, we're living in a greedy time, a greedy generation, where people just can't get enough. And he brought it out so well from the Bible, a warning for the last days, wasn't it good? And we really appreciate it. Our brother Andrew, praise God, and we hope we'll have him over again before the year, end of the year. And we just trust in the Lord and that, praise God. He's going to Australia, I think, in August. So keep our brother Andrew in prayer as well as he travels, that the Lord will protect him and watch over him and use him as he goes out, praise God. So we just thank the Lord for the meetings and everything, and we're just grateful to the Lord. Also tonight, our brother Matthew wants prayer. If you saw on the mega group about brother Matthew's eye, and he wants prayer, and he's asked for the elders to pray for him. So when I finish, just a wee short message tonight, and when we're preaching again in prayer, that I want us to pray, because maybe say that, praise God, I want us to pray for the elders to pray for brother Matthew, and if anyone else wants prayer as well. And the Bible says, lay hands on the sick, and the shall recover. And it says in James, call the elders of the church, anoint with oil of prayer, faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And so we believe in that. And I'm a great believer in that. We want to practice it, praise God. And then it's this Sunday morning, Gary. Brother Gary will be preaching this Sunday morning, because with Andrew here last week. So Brother Gary's going to be preaching for Sunday morning. Pray for Brother Gary as he takes the service on Sunday morning. And you know, the other day, I don't know if anybody else saw this, but there's a fella sent me a clip of a priest in a chapel. And he's telling the people that they cannot vote for Sinn Féin. The priest now. And he says, if you claim to be a Catholic, you can't vote for Sinn Féin, for their murderers. They're voting for the murder of the unborn baby. And what he said, I agree with 100%. And he's a priest, but I agree with him. You can't vote for no organization. Well, I don't, not saying any of the names, but if they believe in abortion and vote for it, a Christian should not be voting for them. End of story. It's life. And the Bible says the enemy's come to kill and steal and rob, and that's what it is. It's robbery of that child's life. So nobody that believes in that and passes it in government should be voted for. They should be boycotted. And then if you want to vote, if you believe in voting and you want to vote, and I preached a couple of weeks ago where we're to pray for people in authority, the right people get in, and Paul showed the scriptures for it. Well, then we need to vote for people that believe in life, not death. So that sorts out a brave lot of the voting, doesn't it? That's the truth. There's no point voting for somebody who believes in murder if we're Christians. Now, we know we're not Catholics, but that priest, what he said was right. You know, there's a priest years ago. There was a priest years ago, and eventually God converted him. And it was said of Martin Luther as well, but there's another priest I heard of in the south of Ireland. But Martin Luther, it was said that they secretly come and heard him, and they thought he was a secret Protestant, the way he preached. There was another man in the south of Ireland, a priest, many years ago, and he used to slip into a brethren assembly. And there was a brethren man in the south of Ireland years ago that God used, and he used to listen and preach in the gospel. And it affected that priest. And I know of a man that went to hear that priest, and he preached from the same text that brethren man preached from on the gospel service that evening. And he preached salvation in his chapel, and he was a priest. I don't know what happened, if you could see him come out. I don't know much about it. That's all I know about that story. But I read a tremendous testimony of the missing Bible. How many's ever heard about it? Where the Bible was given to the nun, and then that Bible, the priests confiscated it off her, and when they went back for it, they wouldn't give him it. They refused to give the Bible back. The Bible went missing. But to cut a long story short, there was about two nuns saved and a priest saved from the Bible that went missing. See, what the devil meant for bad, God turned. See, God's word, the Bible, is powerful. We can never, the Bible's our absolute. I could get up here and give you a doctrine of my own that could fail, but the Bible won't fail. You could have another great man, no matter how good he is, he could give you a doctrine of his opinion. But if it's not in the Bible, it won't work. But the Bible will not fail. God's Bible has to be our absolute, praise God. Isn't that right? So the Lord bless each one tonight. I know there's not many of us, but the Lord bless those that's made an effort to come. And I thought it was really good what our brother John put up and what the wee man said about praying and the children and everything. And I'll tell you, the backbone of the church is the prayer meeting. That's the prayer meeting. And I know other big assemblies, lots far bigger than this assembly, and their prayer meetings is something similar. There's hardly anybody goes to it. And then there's churches and the prayer meetings near closed. That's a shame. The prayer meetings, people should come to prayer meetings, and if other things takes their time up, they need to get rid of them. That's the truth. If I want to go to a gym and train, I have certain nights if I want to go, and I'm going. And people's like that, or if it's any other things, they do it. They make time to do it. Now, see, if God's not first, he's not anywhere. God must be first. If we claim we're born again Christians filled with Spirit and following God, God must be first. Isn't that right? Praise God. But the Lord bless those that's coming in. Let's turn to Ephesians tonight, Ephesians chapter 1. And I want to read, really, I want to go through a couple of Paul's prayers. And I want to encourage everybody that's here, I want to try and encourage you what Paul prayed. And, you know, much of our praying should be directed at building up believers. Now, you know, you can pull somebody down with a few words. It's easy to do that. But we want to build each other up. And Paul talks about this. And we want to pray for one another. Amen. And try and build each other up. And prayer is one of the ways to do it. Again, Paul is our example. And, you know, the prayers in this epistle here in Ephesians proves that this is a concern, should be a concern in all of our prayer lives, that we pray for each other. You know, and they provide us. These epistles of Paul are Spirit-inspired, and many believe that. They're not just a book you're reading. This is not just a book. This is the Bible. This is the Word of God, inspired of God. And this is our instructions. And there's no question about it. And it tells us how we're to pray for other Christians. Believers need to realize there are unlimited resources in Christ. When you pray, there's unlimited resources. Now, I know maybe some days you have a day like mine or somebody else's and you don't maybe feel like praying, and a lot of things are happening and the enemy wants to get you down, but pray anyhow. Amen. Let's read this, verse 16 to 18 of Ephesians chapter 1. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Many people quote that about revelation of knowledge, but they don't put him in. Do you understand what I'm saying? They quote that you need revelation of knowledge, but they forget to put him in. It's the Lord's, the revelation of him you need. Not of a movement, but of Christ. Amen. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Praise God. Let's bow our heads again tonight. And if you have a request, just lift your hand up while every eye's closed, every head's bowed. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you this evening, and we have an open access from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, we're no more working with a part or a figure of the true, but we're working with a real thing. Because you yourself became us, that we might become you. We plead the merits of your precious blood afresh over our lives tonight. Forgive us for every idle word, every wrong thought. Wash us in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us, and we shall be the kiss of. Sanctify us, and fill us with the Holy Ghost. I take the Holy Ghost to help me, and I thank you that you do. Lord, am asking you for every hand that's raised that you'll meet every need. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you know the needs. And some families tonight, I pray you'll meet those needs spiritually, physically, and financially. Let us realize your power, that you're able and more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ever think or ask. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bless our brother Andrew, Lord, prosper him and lead him as he goes forth. In the name of Jesus Christ. And brothers tonight that genuinely couldn't be here, that maybe wanted to come, bless them and undertake for them. And Lord, I pray for all your people everywhere tonight over the world that's true followers of Christ, that you'll bless them and strengthen them. And we do ask for those in authority that the right people will be promoted to the top and that the wrong will go to the bottom in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we commit all these things into your hands that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life as your word says, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, think what it would mean for a believer and he's ready to take the count. He's down. And he's ready to take the count. You ever felt like that? You're down. You're ready to take the count before the tempter, you know, and then you suddenly realize the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you. Think of that for a moment. Think of when you're at a low ebb and things are not going right. Then think of the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And the book of Romans said, if the same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken, make alive your mortal body. It'll lift you onto your feet. Even if you were down in there, you're getting the count. You know, like a good boxer could be knocked down, but he could get up again and still win. Your big boy, gypsy boy, Fury, proved that, didn't he, to the American. The American slobbered about, I'll baptize you, all sorts of stuff. But when Fury got off the canvas, the count of nine, and he throttled him. Then he gave him two more hidings after that, just for good measure. That's the way we should work with the devil. When you get back up, come on him. Don't give in to him. And when he puts you and me under pressure, we need to put him under pressure. And now you do it in prayer. And you need to realize who you are. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. So we need to realize the power, and it's available to him at any very moment. It's available. The power of God's available at any moment. These are the people we should be praying for. And Paul gives us instructions here. Look at Ephesians 3, verse 14 to 19. Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus had a father. Amen? The same father me and you have. Only he's a begotten son, special, unique. We're just sons. Many understands that. There's a difference. We were born sinners. He wasn't. He was in the bosom of Father before the foundation of the world. Amen? Look at verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by spirit in the inner man. Paul's praying this. I bow my knee. He's praying here that you be strengthened in the inner man. Praise God. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. And verse 19, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what we need. We need to be filled with the fullness of God. You know, do you ever hear William Branham praying? He prays many times. One place he prays, Lord, move this being out and move your being in. That's one prayer. Another prayer he prays, Lord, that you would fill every fiber of my being. We should pray that. That wasn't just a prayer for William Branham. That's a prayer for all of us. Amen. Prayer works. We should be praying every single day to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Continual. There's one baptism, many fill, and so many knows that. Thank God that he can fill us again. Amen. And we need to be praying. Now, I've wrote this down separately and broke this down just to emphasize this, and I'm not going to be long tonight. Paul bows his knee to the Father and he prays for these believers in Ephesians. That's what Paul does. We should do that. Amen? It's easy to ridicule someone, but it's a different matter to pray for them. And you could see faults. You could look at me and see faults. Maybe I could look at you and see faults. But I want to look and see Jesus. Amen. That's what I want to look and see the Lord. And I want to pray for my brother. I want to pray for my sister. And if they're a low ebb, they don't need condemned. They need lifted. They need lifted in prayer. Lifted before the throne of grace. Pray the Lord will bless them. It's financial, physical. God will do it. God will send it. Prayer works. Paul bows his knee to the Father and prays for the believers here in Ephesians. That they will be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner mind. There's something in the inside. Jesus on the inside, working to the outside. Doesn't the Bible say it shall be in you like a well of living water springing up on the inside? Hallelujah! The Holy Spirit, quickening power of God coming up inside of us. Prayer is a secret. Amen. We need to be praying, Christians, that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. We're working with faith. We're not working with a bicycle or a broken stick. We're working in faith. And faith works. Amen. Faith works. Faith believes the impossible. Faith can do the impossible. Faith can do anything because it's working with a God which can do the impossible. That which is impossible with man is possible with God. And then the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. By faith, Enoch was not, for he was translated. By faith, they had the dead raised. The book of Hebrews, the book of faith. And it names them all down through them books of faith. That they would be able to comprehend the love of Christ. And I tell you, Christ's love, and you know I preached on it at one of the drive-ins. I tried my best to preach about the love of Christ. I tried to bring it out. God loves you on the down day and the up day. God's love never changes. It never goes up or down. It remains the same. Our love can change. It's an earthly love. But the love of God remains the same. Brother Gary said a powerful thing to me one day. I mentioned about the wee lad getting saved. And you know what he said was powerful. He says, well saved now as he'll ever be saved. Now think of that. You're as well saved tonight as you were saved the first time you asked to get saved. You're still saved. You were saved the first time you said, Lord, save me. And you're still saved just as much as you were saved then. And even if you had a weak faith, you felt you didn't do well, you were still saved. But it never went how you felt it went in the Word of God. That's what it went on. Not by works lest any man should boast. But we need to comprehend the love of God. God's love's one. Think of God's love. God's love can lift a prostitute to the street and turn her into a lady. God's love can sober up a drunkard. God's love can take a drug addict and make them a saint of God. God's love can take a jailbird and make him a preacher and send him all the way around the world and see thousands saved. That's the love of God. That's what God's love can do. Hallelujah. You know, I often think of that wee story. It's a true happening. I'm saying a story about Billy Graham, you know, where he knelt down, you know, for John Wesley, was it? At the side of the bed in England, and Billy Graham, the teacher, noticed there's a young somebody's missing, and he showed them where John Wesley used to pray, and the marks were actually in the floor of his knees. He prayed so much. And Billy Graham went missing, and the master that took them, the teacher, the leader, saw somebody was missing, and he went back in, and there was Billy Graham praying, God, do it again. No, I'm not saying I agreed with everything Billy Graham done, but I'm not Billy Graham. Billy Graham did whatever he felt God led him to do. And I tell you, God used Billy Graham. And Billy Graham saw thousands saved, no matter what anybody tells you. And don't you ever believe anything different. And I don't know what, where the bride or foolish virgin, where they're coming up, but I'll tell you one thing. If they get into heaven, it's better than going to hell. Isn't that the truth? Never come off with the attitude of they're not bright, so it's hardly worth it. Now, that's a backslidden. So you see through the gate into heaven, that man's still saved. Even if he just get in, it's not better than going to hell. And the brother Andrew showed us about hell the other on Sunday, where the two different men, and that man was in the hell, and I'll tell you, he's in some state, wasn't he? There's no way you'd want to see any of your loved ones in hell. I don't want to see none of mine go to hell. I want to see them go to heaven. And if I can do something to send them in that way or some way, I'm going to try and do it. Amen? And I'm telling you tonight, one of the best things is prayer. Sometimes people won't listen to you when you try to preach, and they won't listen to you, but you can pray for them. And you can ask the Spirit of God to move on them. And here Paul's even preaching to the believers need lifted. You ever need lifted? I'll tell you, I've needed lifted. Certainly. I hear people saying they're never down. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't believe that. You're on the cloud all the time. Now, I'm the type of person that's mostly up myself. Yeah, I am. Anybody that knows me knows I'm not, I'm cheerful, I'm up. But when I get down, I get down. I have to go and get alone with the Lord. He lifts you. The Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. But you know, a brother could say just a couple of words to you and it just lifts you. Even a sister. A couple of words and it lifts you. Amen? There's a wee word, I love you. It's like a relationship, husband and wife. And sometimes she might say to him, I love you. And the odd time he might say to her, I love you. And it does have a bunch of flowers that's even better, isn't it? You know, but if it's genuinely, it does something. Now, I know people that ban flowers all the time, and for me, seriously, I'm not saying they shouldn't, but I don't work like that myself, but some people work like that every minute, there's flowers. But yeah, you don't get them for a while, you appreciate them. Now, right? But you think of it, the Word of God says, you think of this evening. What do you think of this for a moment? Think of a young man that's in jail and he's suicidal. He's ready to end it. He thinks nobody loves him. None of his mates has come to see him once. They're all great lads. Not one of them's come near him. And an audible voice speaks to him and says, I love you. And I gave myself for you. And everything changed in them words. Everything. In them few words, everything changed. And 33 years later, them words are still true. They're still true. God does not change his mind about his word. Whatever God told you, brother or sister tonight, whatever the Lord told you, you know yourself, whatever God told you, it's still the same. I want to encourage you tonight. Whatever God told you, you're going to see it. Still the same. God can do it. Believe it. Believe it's going to happen. Amen? Even if it looks a million miles away from happening, believe it anyhow. The Bible says they believed God. Abraham believed God. And we know what Romans says, it was imputed to him for righteousness. And we're the royal seed of Abraham because of faith. We believe. Him that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I love you and give myself for you. Now that's not a long message, but that them few words changed everything in a moment. No more thought of ending it. No more thought of suicide. No more worries about the meat coming. Somebody else's there. That was far superior in a presence which was awesome. It can't be described, the presence of Almighty God, when you're really visited by God. There's nothing in this world like it. I'm telling you, it lifts you. You'll know it. Sometimes it'll make you shout, run and skip. Other times, you'll just want to get on your face and weep. But it'll do something, won't it? It's wonderful. We want the presence of God. I believe we need to pray for God's tangible presence to come in this room. I believe that. Where it'll come on people in a powerful way. In a greater way. I'm not saying God's presence hasn't come and it's not here. I'm not saying that. But we need more of it. More of the same spirit. You know, let's look at another rich prayer now. Philippians 1 verse 9 to 11. Philippians 1 verse, chapter 1 verse 9 to 11. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in the knowledge doing things. Where other people made the blunder, he didn't. Look at the woman at the well. Look at the woman taking an act of adultery. They all were going to kill her and stone her, but Jesus didn't. He wrote in the crown, said, "Where's your accusers? And he forgave her. That woman received life. She met with life herself. Hallelujah. Verse 10, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Let's keep going. Amen. And you know, I'm so glad that I've been preaching the gospel. That the Lord's led me to preach the gospel. And honestly, I'm glad that I'm not involved in any rubbish. There's a lot of rubbish. There's a lot of preaching. People's wasting years preaching things that don't matter. We need to preach Jesus Christ. We need to have meetings that if an unsaved man or woman comes in, they're going to hear something that's going to move them. That they're not just going to go out and think nothing, but someone that's going to speak to them. And the cross has to be the center. Has to be. Christ needs to be uplifted. Verse 11, and filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise. Look, and I've marked this out, that their love may abound more and more. God wants our love to abound more and more. They'll become contagious. Amen. Doesn't David say that God would restore unto the joy of his first love? The joy of that first love was what Paul wanted. And every one of us need that. Isn't that right? That we fall in love with. I don't want you to fall in love with a minister or a church. I want you to fall in love with Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to tell you one thing tonight. Not a man in this room can deny this. That ever heard the man preach. But when you heard James McConnell preach, you could see that he really had a way with the Lord. Is that right? He did have. How he even talked about him. There was a real sincerity. How he talked about the Lord. I hear a lot of people and the Lord's hardly mentioned. There's something wrong. The Lord has to be mentioned. It's the Lord we're here to meet. It's the Lord we're here to pray till. It's the Lord we're here to preach about. And we need to mention him. We need to lift him. We need to boast on him. Amen. Boast on him when he's come on the scene. That they may approve things that are excellent. That they may be sincere and without offense. That they may be filled with the fruits of righteousness. Now here's one more example in Colossians 1, verse 9 to 12. These are prayers of Paul. I think it's good if we're praying prayers of Paul. Remember, look, I know, let me say this. There's lots of things around the end time message that is called tonight. I don't believe a lot of it. I've no fear in telling you that. But I do believe that the message that originally come was from God. And I do believe it's to turn our hearts back to the apostolic faith. Now that's what I'm going at. That's the road I'm going. And you cannot say that and not preach the gospel. And you see the early men that was with Brother Branham, you know what they did? They preached from the Bible. But a lot of people today don't preach from the Bible. They preach from other stuff more than the Bible. But the Bible needs put back in the pulpit. Somebody knows what I mean by that. The Bible must be preached from. Christ must be uplifted. It's Christ. It's not a man. It's Jesus Christ. I know he is a man, but he's more than a man. Verse 9 of Colossians 1. For this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Everywhere Paul's preaching for revelation, Paul's praying for understanding, Paul's praying for knowledge, but he's also praying for love. He's also praying for sincerity, but he's also saying that it might be all in Christ. Not to get up and say big words to say, but did you see, boy, guarantee I'm the only fella knows that. That's not the spirit of the Lord, is it? But that it would edify people. If God gives somebody a revelation, it's to edify people. Paul, you know, Paul had powerful revelation. That's why God let his servant buffet him. Thorn in the flesh, the Bible calls it. They keep him humble because of the revelation he had. And remember also, spice of miracles were wrought in the hands of Paul. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord, verse 10, unto all pleasing, being with all might according to his glorious power. when there's a bit of suffering going on, isn't it? But the Lord wants us to. Amen. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So Paul, look what Paul prays for the believers. Be filled with the knowledge of God and the will of God. Our own will is no use. Is it God's will to go here? Is it God's will to go there? What's God's will? Give me your will, Lord, or give me nothing. I want God's will. Maybe God could have you just to go to a handful. You know, you think about this evening, you know, some men that William Branham won them, but there's other men as well, that great ministries, and the plane tickets all in the desk, they could go anywhere. But they had to pray where they would go. And God might have led them to 50 people instead of the thousands. That was God's will. Because you know, he might have had one person over there that specifically had to be reached, and he'd go round the world for one. How many believes that? That God could send you round the world for one. I believe that with all my heart. God could send you round the world for one. Amen? Now God could send you for 1,000 and it's no harder for him. But he loves the one. The 99, you know the parable, but he went after the one. He loves the one. Amen. We might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing with. Be fruitful in every good work. Will increase knowledge of God. Will be strengthened with all might. Will live a life of continual thanksgiving. That's what God wants. I'm glad the Lord saved me tonight. You know, I was talking to a man the day, he's going through a hard time, and he says, he's full of pains. He's killed with pains. And he said, if I don't get some relief, I'll top myself. And I said, I never want to hear you ever talking like that. You know, God can heal arthritis. How many believes that in this room? God can heal arthritis. And see, if he can't, he's not God. But he is God. God can heal anything. He's Almighty God. And I believe if God's people come really sincere and hungry, God will do things. For the word of God says in the last days, those that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. Let's come and pray tonight. And then after that, I'm going to ask our brother Matthew to come, and anyone else wants prayer. And I want you to come believing tonight that God can touch you. God can do something for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening that you do answer prayer. Lord, you taught your own disciples how to pray. And here we see this great apostle Paul showing us how to pray. And how he addresses you and how he reverences the Father of glory and uplifts the name of Jesus Christ. May you help us to do what your word teaches us. Fill us with love. Bless my brother, my sister, everyone in this room tonight. Strengthen that brother, strengthen that sister. Meet every need. I pray for nervousness on some people. Lord, I'm asking you to touch them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ tonight. For strength to come upon people in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For a boldness. For the spirit of fear to go, and the spirit of love and joy and peace to come upon your people. For you know you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of love and joy and of truth, and of a strong mind. Lord, you said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy oldest brother. Health to the bone and strength to the navel. That's health, Lord, from the stomach right in and right through the whole body. You're our healer, Lord Jesus. By your stripes, your wounds, we were healed. You sent your word and healed them and delivered them. You commissioned your church to go forward and lay hands on the sick and the recover. You commissioned the elders to anoint with oil and pray the prayer of faith. And you said the sick would be raised up. Lord, this is your word. You keep an eye on it, you watch over it, you perform it, and you bring it to pass. There's not one word will fall to the ground. Not one jot or tittle shall pass away till all be fulfilled. For it is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you this evening that the anointing power of God come into this very room. Lord, look past our failures, our mistakes, our shortcomings. May we not be an offense to your name, but may we be those that uplift your name. And may the love of God saturate our hearts and our minds. In the name of Jesus Christ, renew your thinking, renew your minds. We cast out all reasoning and all vain imagination, and we pray, let the mind that be in Christ be in us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, we ask again for Davy Jones. Lord, deliver him. In the name of Jesus Christ, set him free. Lord, I pray for my only sister for this condition in the back of her eye. Father, I'm asking you for a mighty touch upon her tonight. Strengthen her. Touch her, O God. May she know that inner strength coming upon her. May the Holy Ghost speak within her. A word, Lord, in her innermost being that lift her. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke the devourer tonight. Devil, you are a liar. Jesus conquered you at the cross, and he rose on the third day triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. And he had the keys tonight. And Lord, you said to Peter, I give you the keys of the kingdom in my name. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed or is already loosed in heaven. We pray for a binding of the strong man tonight. And we pray for a loosing of the power of God, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, to flow and come upon your people. The anointing power of God that breaks every yoke. In the name of Jesus Christ, may your people be strengthened. May they be renewed. Let the joy of God be our portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, for others that need your miracle touch, touch them, Lord, and deliver them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask us to keep an attitude of prayer, and I want our brother Matthew to come. I'm going to ask the elders if they'll come and pray for Matthew. Any others as well that want prayer?